From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. You know, this week, I actually heard it on All Things Considered, and I had read in the paper an obituary for a man named David Shulman, who found some obscure origins of lots of words and even made up words himself, things like Hoochie Coochie. I bet you've used that in a crossword puzzle, huh?
Sure.
Doozy. Did you know him?
I did. He's best known as a word sleuth, and he contributed words to the Oxford English Dictionary and other dictionaries. I knew him for more than 25 years in the National Puzzlers League, and he was famous for his anagrams that he created. One famous one that sticks in my mind was for archaeologist, which he rearranged to make I go search a lot, which was so nice. He took Scrabble player and rearranged the letters to make a crabby speller. And one of his puzzles was I set basic word entry. You rearrange those letters, you get Webster's Dictionary. There are hundreds more like these, and I've brought one as the challenge at the end of this segment.
Oh, excellent. Can't wait. Well, to get there, we have to remember that challenge you left everyone with last week. Could you repeat it?
Yes, it came from listener Ellen Blackstone. I said, name a vegetable in the plural form, 5 letters in the first word, 4 letters in the last. Change an E in this name to an A, and rearrange all the letters, and the result will name another vegetable in 9 letters in the singular. What vegetables are these?
What vegetables are these?
They are sugar peas and asparagus.
Asparagus is the singular.
That's right.
What is the pure plural asparagi?
Asparaguses.
Asparaguses. Well, sugar peas and asparagus, call any vegetable. We had about, seriously, 1,979 entries from people who solved this puzzle, and our randomly selected winner from the correct answers is Dr. Mark Mandel. He joins us from Glendale, Wisconsin. Hi, Dr. Mark.
How are you?
I'm good. What kind of doctor are you?
I'm a dentist.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Now, are you a puzzle player, a wordsmith?
Yes.
Oh.
I enjoy.
Do you?
Doing that. It's a spare time to get away from teeth.
Yeah, I can understand that. I've read that it's one of the more stressful occupations that one can have.
Depends on how you handle it, but yes, it can be, yes.
So it's good to relax with words. Now, are you ready and relaxed to play right now?
Very.
Whoa, he is relaxed. Can I have what you're having? Mark, Dr. Mark, please meet Will. Let's play.
I will.
All right. Hi, Mark and Leanne. Every answer today is a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase starting with an animal and ending with an anagram. You rearrange the letters in the last part to complete the original word or phrase. For example, if I said lion hater, you would say lion heart. Number one is cat pan.
Nap.
Cat nap is right. Number two is hog diet.
Tide.
Hog tide. Rat care.
Race.
Rat race. Bear gush.
Bear?
Uh-huh, B-E-A-R, bear gush.
Gush. Hug, no?
Yeah, plural, in the plural form.
Oh, hugs.
Bear hugs is right. Mouse part.
Part. Trap.
Mouse trap. Monkey bras.
Bras, okay. Monkey bras. Bars.
Monkey bars is right.
That's it. You got to look at it a little more frequently.
Cow lips.
Slip.
Cowslip, the flower. Buffalo swing.
Wings.
Buffalo wings. Crocodile stare.
Tears.
Uh-huh. Alligator super.
Super.
Would it match shoes?
Maybe.
Shoes?
Something a woman might carry.
Purse.
Alligator purse is right. Beaver taste.
Beaver state.
Beaver State, Oregon is right. Weasel sword.
Sword. Well, words, but I don't know.
Weasel words, yeah. If you try to wiggle your way out of something, you use weasel words.
Gotcha.
How about lion master?
Lion master.
Master, M-A-S-T-E-R.
Well, stream, yeah. But I don't know.
I was thinking tamers?
There you go. Lion tamers is right. Good
plural.
Job. Horse darter.
Trader.
Horse trader. Dog silence.
Silent?
Silence. S-I-L-E-N-C-E.
Mm-hmm. License.
Dog license is right, and your last one is fox retirer.
Terrier.
Fox Terrier Fox. Is right.
You made up weasel words.
The words.
You made those
okay.
up.
All right, I guessed that anyway.
Oh, you did. Well done. Dr. Mark, you're really quick. You did it. Wow.
Thank you.
Very well done. Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times, Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Dr. Mark, how do you hear the show?
Through WUWM in Milwaukee.
All right. Dr. Mark Mandel from Glendale, Wisconsin. Thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, now that Shulman anagram challenge you have for us to work on?
Yes. Take the words alert, balanced. Rearrange these 13 letters to name something or someone you would describe as alert and balanced. So again, the words are alert, A-L-E-R-T, balanced, B-A-L-A-N-C-E-D, rearrange these 13 letters to name something or someone you would describe as alert and balanced.
When you have the answer, put it in an email. Email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.